Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
I have a question about this. A question that involves logic.
Who is Matt Bashaw?
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Hey, everybody. BC Dodge back virtually live. Is that cool? Should I go deep? Yes. Thank you for joining me this evening. Anyway, so thanks everybody for the likes, the views, the comments. Loving it. I try not to be overly political in my stuff just because I'm not all about the politics. I am, but I'm not. I try to remain politically neutral as much as humanly possible. I know that a lot of times it isn't that easy, but I try. But something happened this last week that it really bugged me. And I touched upon this in my voting video. And if you haven't seen that, go back and watch it. It's I believe the title is Are You Ready to Vote? But I touched on that, but based on what happened this week, I want to revisit it because it's really annoying to me and I don't understand. I don't get it. So I think it was Thursday last week that President Trump did a, I don't know, it was a rally or a press conference or something, but he was speaking to the public in front of cameras. And I was actually sitting in my car at the time, listening to it on the radio, and I heard him say that we're going to treat people that throw rocks as if they have a rifle, as if they have a firearm, because getting hit in the face with a rock hurts. You can do with that what you want. I obviously have my own feelings about that. It's overkill. Whatever. That's not what I want to talk about. The next day, 24 hours or less, somebody asked him, "Why did you say this? What did you mean by that?" And his reply was, "I never said that." I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. What the f***, dude? For you younger people in the audience, and I'm going to try to do this with effects later, let's go here. This is a videotape. This uses magnetics to record video and sound and audio. And then you put it in a device and you play it back and it captures what you said and what you did. How do you go on national TV and say, X, Y, and Z, I hate the color purple? Not the movie, not the book, the actual color. And then you go on the next day and say, I never said that. There's a goddamn tape. We have video of it. I didn't do that. What? It hurts my brain. How do you do that? Why do you do that? Why does anybody do that? And I'm really just throwing President Trump under the bus because he was the one that did it and it was the most obvious. I'm sure people do this all the time, but why? We have it on video. We're looking right at it. We did a split screen. Here's what you said yesterday. I never said that. It's right there. I don't get it. There's no way anybody, could be that stupid. And I know it's not just him. Other people do it too. I mean, I've seen other politicians do the same damn thing. And I just don't get it. Anyway, I'm in my last 15 seconds. I can see in my video that my face is changing color because my blood pressure is just right up there because I don't understand. Leave your thoughts and comments down below. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button if you haven't already. And I look forward to hearing from you guys. So,
gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
It's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better.
I don't want to get off on a rant here, but this country's so intolerant right now, they might as well change the plaque at the base of the Statue of Liberty to read, "Go the back to Catania."
Could it be Satan?
I have a very low tolerance level for stupid bullshit.
I'm having chest pain. Blow it out your...
Let's face it, we are a bunch of goofy...
Satan!
This has been a production of the Venn Network.